Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where right now we are very obsessed, and rightly so, with domestic policy concerns. Will they ever get that agreement together on some kind of relief package for the COVID-19 economy? We'll keep you posted on that. But we also have foreign policy that is going to be confronting the next president of the United States. And no question of foreign policy more important than our relationship to China, the second power in the world. And right now, America's most powerful, most potent global adversary. And Joe Biden just attacked Trump on his China trade deal. And we have a new candidate for president who is running as, yes, the pro-Chinese candidate who says he loves China and that China has given him his wide perspective. So what do you look for in the next president? Well, that's a question to ask Gordon Chang. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. He is the author of a classic book that looks increasingly prophetic about the Communist Chinese Party. And he's also the author of a crucial book on North Korea's challenge and danger to the world. Gordon, first of all, let me just read you a statement. You're not advising the Kanye West for President campaign, are you?
No, I'm not. No campaign am I advising.
Okay, well, good. Well, actually, it's not good. I hope you should be advising both of the other two who seem to be having maybe a better chance than Kanye. He just did his first extensive interview on his policy. And he said, when I become president, let me make some promises. The NBA will open up all the way back up from Nigeria to Nanjing, and the world will see the greatest athletes play. The world will experience change in their element. The money is going to come back because I love China. I love China. It's not China's fault, that disease. It's not the Chinese people's fault. They're God's people. Also, I love China. It changed my life. It changed my perspective. It gave me such a wide perspective. Care to comment on the nominee, apparently, of the birthday party?
Well, I think Kanye West should sort of look at the sequence of events regarding the spread of coronavirus from China to the rest of the world. China only admitted human-to-human transmissibility for the first time on January 20. But doctors in Wuhan knew about this no later than the second week of December, which meant that Beijing knew about it a couple days after. During that period, China not only didn't say anything, it actually tried to cover this up, and even worse, it propagated a false narrative. The false narrative that Beijing propagated was this was not human-to-human transmissible, where Chinese leaders knew that it was. And at the same time, Xi Jinping pressured countries not to impose restrictions on arrivals from China. You put those two things together, Michael, and it meant that this disease spread from China because Chinese leaders took actions that they knew or should have known would inevitably lead to the spread of the disease. Kanye West needs to study a little bit before he speaks.
Wouldn't that be nice? Meanwhile, Joe Biden has spoken also. He yesterday said that President Trump's handling of our increasingly tense relationship with China is failing. And he said that the Commerce Department data showed that the U.S.-China trade deficit got bigger, not smaller, due to this trade deal, that China isn't living up to their commitment to buy $200 billion above 2017 levels of American products. What about the idea of Joe Biden attacking the president on the trade deal with China?
Well, I never liked the phase one trade deal, but Biden attacking the president for doing this, I think, is wrong. And the reason is Biden actually believes in cooperative relations with Beijing, continuing to support the Communist Party, which really has been 5 decades of American policy that has failed. He doesn't believe China's competition for the United States. He said that May of last year. He said that the Chinese leaders are not bad folks. He's now sort of come around and tried to walk this back with a few statements, but clearly he has a benign view of China, and I think that that is not appropriate. And from my perspective, China is the most important issue because China is attacking us across the board every day. The attacks are relentless. The challenge is existential. Biden should know better.
Here is Joe Biden not doing the very best job answering a question on what his China policy would be. Listen.
The way China will respond is when we gather the rest of the world that in fact engages in open trade and making sure that we're in a position that the world that we deal with WHO the right way. That in fact, that's when things begin to change. That's when China's behavior is going to change.
Gordon, I know you have a great deal of linguistics skill. Can you do a translation of what the former vice president just said?
Well, he talked about the World Health Organization. That's the reference to WHO. But it followed a discussion about trade. That's the World Trade Organization, WTO. I think he got his multilateral organizations mixed up. But in any event, on the broader point, he talks about essentially trade making the Chinese leaders benign. We have tried that, especially tried that since China joined the WTO in 2001. It hasn't worked. Perhaps Biden hasn't looked at the books for 10 years or so. But nonetheless, what he is prescribing, if we understand it correctly, and that's a big if, really is out of date.
Okay, there is now a warning, according to a new report, that World War III U.S. strike on North Korea would trigger the worst mass killing in history. On today, which is, of course, the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, the atom bomb on Hiroshima in 1945, what is going on in North Korea right now? Apparently, they are now acknowledging they have a coronavirus problem.
Yes. Michael, up until now, they've said that there were no coronavirus cases. About 3 days ago, they talked about one case being imported from South Korea. But apparently, coronavirus has really stricken North Korea. And you can imagine, because first of all, it had essentially unrestricted trade across the China border. Much of it, or most of it, was informal. So you had traders going back and forth between the two regimes. Also, North Korea doesn't have very much of a public health infrastructure, so it's believed that the disease really has hit the North Korean economy and the North Korean society. Some people even believe that Kim Jong-un, when he disappeared from public view, was because he had the disease. So right now, I think that North Korea is going through the worst of it, and that is going to be something really tragic for the North Korean people.
Which is a shame. Gordon Chang, so much to keep up with. And you can reach him. He tweets daily. And, for instance, he just tweeted, by now everyone should know that hashtag China is committing crimes against humanity, including genocide, mass internment, and slavery. But you can find that at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, Godspeed to you, and we should all stay safe and healthy. And speaking of staying safe and healthy, okay, I'm going to pay off everything you need to know about the Kanye West campaign and the conspiracy theories that may have something to them, that it's all really a plan to help President Trump win re-election? Could that even be true? We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVet Show.
My role models are Truman, Ford, Hughes, Disney.
MedVet.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro! up.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, there are three things that I need to tell you about Kanye West's campaign for president. It is confirmed he is running. He has named a running mate. He has selected a name for his party. It is the birthday party. And we'll tell you a little bit about his campaign, his platform, his running mate, and about charges that he's actually basically doing all this to try to help Donald J. Trump. And what's the thinking there? The thinking there, at least on the part of the New York Times, is that if you look at the people who are trying to get Kanye on the ballot in states like Wisconsin and Ohio and other crucial states, they're going to be very closely fought over between Biden and Trump. They're known Trump supporters who are providing some money and expertise for Kanye West. Okay, that article is in the New York Times, and it's a piece, seems well reported, by Maggie Haberman and Danny Hackam. And in any event, they write that the effort to get Kanye West on the ballot as a third-party candidate in several states is increasingly looking like an operation run by President Trump's allies and Republican activists that is aimed at diverting votes from Joe Biden Jr. The move, which comes as Mr. West's wife, Kim Kardashian West, has said her husband is struggling with mental illness, underscores that this will be an unusual and unusually bare-knuckled presidential election. The strategy became overt on Tuesday when Lane Ruland, a lawyer who has worked for the Trump campaign, delivered ballot signatures to Wisconsin election officials on behalf of the West campaign. Mr. Ruland worked for the state Republican Party in Wisconsin. He has a deep background as a Republican. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also reported at least five other people connected to Mr. West's Wisconsin bid are active in the Republican Party and or the Trump campaign. Several other people active in the party are connected to Mr. West's candidacy, etc., etc. Okay, why does this make some sense? Because if you look at the history of what happened last time in 2016, there's no question at all that in the crucial states that President Trump won the election in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, and in Michigan, he was able to win because of third and fourth party votes. There were literally hundreds of thousands of votes in those states for either a Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, or Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party candidate. Now, so far this election cycle, there have been no third or fourth party candidates, not until Kanye. No one that anyone has ever heard of, certainly no one anywhere near as well known as, say, Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, who ran last time as a Libertarian, or as Kanye West. And the thinking would be, and I think this thinking is accurate, people who are going to vote for President Trump are going to vote for President Trump. They're probably unshakable in their support for the president, and he will get those voters. Whereas other people who are voting for Biden, they're very, not so much voting for Biden as they're voting against Trump. And if they can vote against Trump by supporting someone entertaining like Kanye West, and this is particularly for some of the African-American people, well, maybe, just maybe, they'll take enough votes away. So, as in 2016, Trump will be able to carry states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida with less than 45% of the vote. Okay, what kind of campaign is he running? And where does he stand on the crucial issues? He has no campaign apparatus of any kind. This is a piece by Randall Lane in Forbes. His advisors right now, he says, are the two people who notably endorsed him on the 4th of July when he launched the campaign. His wife, Kim Kardashian West, and Elon Musk, of whom he says, "We've been talking about this for years." Kanye West adds, "I proposed to him to be the head of our space program." Great idea. An hour into the interview, the hedging was done, writes Randall Lane. West says he definitely plans to run in 2020 versus his original plan to run in 2024. The campaign slogan is "Yes!" exclamation point. His running mate is Michelle Tidball, who is a former dental hygienist who also has a ministry where she counsels people using biblical principles. some of the information about Michelle Tidball. She's 57 years old. She's from Cody, Wyoming. And what it says about her is she says, I've been in almost all aspects of ministry, including speaking, pastoring, prayer, teaching, and most time spent bringing deliverance of those who are in bondage. My heart has always been to walk in maturity and to bring others into maturity, to be about his, capital H, business, and see the completion of things he mandated before the foundations of the world. Now, I'm not sure that the Kanye campaign is mandated. Kanye said he wouldn't say anything against Trump, but he's much less shy about criticizing Biden, which certainly won't tamp down the idea that the birthday party is a ruse to help re-elect Trump. Quote, I'm not saying Trump's in my way. He may be part of my way. And Joe Biden? Like, come on, man, please. You know, Biden's, he said, you know, Obama's special. Trump is special. We say Kanye West is special. America needs special people that lead. Bill Clinton? Special. Joe Biden? Not special. He also said, I would run as a Republican if Trump wasn't there. I will run as an independent if Trump is there. And then he says, Trump is the closest president we've had in years to allowing God to still be part of the conversation. And then he said, one of the main reasons I wore the red hat, meaning the MAGA hat, is as a protest to the segregation of votes in the black community. Also, other than the fact that I like Trump hotels, and I like the saxophones in the lobby. One time he says, I talked to Jared Kushner, who was saying, we don't have black leaders, we just have hustlers. Why? Because they killed all the black leaders. And then he said this, that is a form of racism and white supremacy and white control to say that all black people need to be Democrat and to assume that me running is me splitting the vote. All of that information is being charged up on social media platforms by Democrats. And Democrats used to tell me, the same Democrats have threatened me. The reason why is the first day I registered to vote is because I was scared. He just registered to vote last week. He's never voted before. I was told that if I voted on Trump, my music career would be over. I was threatened into being in one party. I was threatened as a celebrity into being in one party. I was threatened as a black man into the Democratic Party. Well, obviously, he despises that. So what's his secret issue to win a majority? Vaccines. We will get to that and more, plus new news about marijuana and its impact, all coming up on The MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
MedVed.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro!
This is The Michael MedVed Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from the Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states impose new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. President Trump spending part of his Thursday in Ohio, where Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This campaign, especially when you look at the new polls that CNN, of all sources, CNN basically summarizes the new polls. And they say, wait a minute, Trump's in striking distance. It's a horse race. To win, Joe Biden is counting on virtually unanimous support from the black community. But he's not helping himself in that regard. And if 5% of the black community votes for Kanye West for president, could that basically change the outcome of this entire election? Yeah, it's conceivable. Kanye West is planning to make a very big issue of vaccines, and he doesn't agree with President Trump about how to solve this coronavirus problem with vaccines. Kanye says, quote, it's so many of our children that are being vaccinated and paralyzed. So when they say the way we're going to fix COVID is with a vaccine, I'm extremely cautious. That's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven. I'm sorry when I say they, the humans that have the devil inside them. And the sad thing is that the saddest thing is that we all won't make it to heaven. There'll be some of us that do not make it. Next question. Is he implying that people who get vaccinated against the coronavirus are not going to make it to heaven? This could be an interesting campaign. And, I wonder if he could get his running mate, whose name is Michelle Tidball, and she's from Wyoming. Kanye also lives in Wyoming. He has a ranch out there in Cody. And it would be great to have her be part of the vice presidential debates, wouldn't it? The speaking of vice presidents, Vice President Biden today was with a not a hostile audience at NPR, and he was asked a very decent question about, okay, Vice President Biden, what about your policy toward Cuba? And here is part of Biden's answer. Listen closely.
No. Are you going to reengage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, you know, the Florida
yes.
communities that are, incredibly interested in the Cuba issue and see status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer is yes, I'm going to engage. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very different, a very diverse community.
Okay. This provided a great opening for the President of the United States, who commented on Joe Biden's controversial answer, implying that there was no diversity in the African-American community. And here is what the president had to say.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible, and I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made, and I guess you'll figure that out. You'll see it in a little while, but it was a great insult to the black community.
Okay, it is an insult to suggest that there's diversity in the Hispanic community, which of course there is. I mean, people from Cuba who are Hispanic are very different from people from El Salvador who are Hispanic, who are very different from people from Mexico who are Hispanic, not to mention people from Brazil who also count there as Hispanic. It's all very different. But President Trump is not in a mood for laying off Joe Biden, especially considering some of the really hostile new Biden campaign ads. President Trump let the former vice president have it. Listen.
Because he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy.
Okay, I'm not sure that will appear in the Democratic platform, hurt the Bible, hurt God. But I'll tell you what is in the Democratic platform. It's not so much what Biden would do or his program. It's much more basically equating Trump with evil people from the past in U.S. history. This is the new ad focused on race from the Biden campaign under the theme of a better America. Listen.
The story of black America is the story of America. It's the story of a people who have pushed this country to live up to its stated ideals. But black people have always believed in the promise of a better America. So, at this moment we're in now, we must choose to fight for that better America. And just like our ancestors, who stood up to the violent racists of a generation ago, we will stand up to this president and say, no more. Because America is better than him. So we choose to be bigger. We choose to be bolder. We choose to bring back justice, respect, and dignity to this country. We choose Joe Biden to lead us all towards that American promise together.
That's the Biden ad from the Biden campaign. And look, it's Biden then was asked about white supremacists by the Dallas Morning News. It was a good question. He was asked what he would say to convince white supremacists that minorities are vital to this country. Listen to Biden struggling with the answer.
I'm sitting in El Paso, Texas, and it's been 1 year since a gunman walked into a Walmart and killed 23 people. He told police he came to kill Mexicans. This is the largest attack on Latinos in modern history. You've accused President Trump of bearing responsibility for the rise in hate crimes. How do you convince white supremacists that minority groups are vital to restoring the soul of America?
I don't convince white supremacists. They're not going to be convinced. They have to be put in jail when they do things that are inappropriate. White supremacists are not going to be convinced, but the vast, vast, vast majority of people are not white supremacists. Look, here's the deal. You know, I've been involved in civil rights my whole life. And one of the things I thought was that I thought we could really defeat hate. I thought there was a way to defeat it. And when I got out of law school, I came back. My city was in flames. My city was the only city, Wilmington, Delaware, occupied by the National Guard for 10 months, unlike since the Civil War. It just hadn't happened since then. And so what happened? What happened was I came back, had a good job, decided to leave and become a public defender. And I used to interview my clients down by the railroad station. And here I was 40 years ago, later to the month, standing on that same railroad station, waiting for a black man to come and pick me up to take me to Washington, D.C., to be sworn in as president and vice president of the United States.
Is there a better way to answer that question? What would you say to white supremacists to convince them that their position of racism is wrong? Joe Biden has pushed on that further, and we'll play you his further response coming right up. As coronavirus sweeps our country, did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
There's new polling reported by CNN, and all kinds of new polling that shows the race tight and competitive. And there are two issues that hurt President Trump a lot. And one of the reasons it's become more competitive is because those issues at least seem to be receding. One of them, of course, is the coronavirus. The other issue, race in general. People seem to say they're a little bit less alarmed about racial issues. And when people get back to issues like foreign policy and the economy and taxes, and then that's presumed to be friendlier ground for Trump, which is why this issue of race is so crucial to the Biden campaign. And he was sitting down with the editorial board of the Dallas Morning News. The reporter asked him a very good question. He said, look, we're sitting in El Paso, even though it's the Dallas Morning News, and here we are. There are 22 people who were shot by a crazed guy who just picked them out and shot them, killed them, because they were Mexican. You say, what do you say to white supremacists to show them that minorities are actually vital to the country? And what Biden said is, no, you don't try to persuade them, you put them in jail. Now, can you imagine what the reaction would have been if Trump had said something like that about somebody who wasn't a white supremacist? What is your reaction to the Antifa people? Really? And to convince them that America is not an evil place? And Trump said, no, I don't want to persuade them. I just want to put them in jail, which wouldn't go very well. However, a reporter followed up on it. And after Biden gave the answer talking about how he got out of law school, he graduated law school from 1968 from University of Syracuse Law School. By the way, he graduated 76th in his class of 85. But, okay, so Biden said, oh, I came back from law school and then did what I could to help. And then this follow-up question, listen.
Mr. Vice President, I want to follow up on your point to Alfredo's question that white supremacists can't be convinced. You just said there that the extreme right-wing folks in the country left unattended will grow. So shouldn't there be some sentiment to reach out to people who hold racist views to convince them otherwise.
That's different. That's different than the white look. You're talking about white supremacists. I thought you're talking about the people like the kid who showed up in El Paso and gunned down all those innocent people. Okay? That's what we're talking about. The Ku Klux Klan and the like, the white supremacists, those that belong to those groups, they are a minority. I'm reaching out to everyone else. I've done it my whole career. My state has the eighth largest black population in the United States of America as a percent of population. That's where I started. That's my support. That's what I've been working with my whole career. And you can deal with those who in fact are prejudiced. A lot of prejudice out there, but not everyone's a white supremacist like the kid who went in and gunned down those folks in El Paso. There's a difference.
Okay, it's Joe Biden's response. All of this is very directly related to this sense right now that the campaign is getting intense. Now, look, Biden has announced he's not going to be going to Milwaukee at all for the convention. President Trump hasn't decided where he is going to be delivering his acceptance speech. He's speculated he might deliver it at the White House. There are a number of Republican senators, including John Thune of South Dakota, who said that would be a terrible idea because you're not supposed to use the White House for campaign events. Who knows? But there is this. There's a story in Politico that says the Trump campaign knocks on a million doors a week. Biden's knocks on zero. And this actually brings out one of the reasons that I think serious political observers who are not looking at this blinded by ideology are seeing a tightening race. There's a piece at CNN by Harry Enten. It says new polls suggest Trump's position is stabilized. And part of it is this idea of the Trump campaign knocking on a million doors a week. And this is basically, they asked him. They said, how many campaign doors have you knocked on? And the Trump campaign specified where they were and people knocking on doors and getting information. Why is that important at this point? Because they're going to be starting with early voting in just a couple of weeks. And also because part of the reason you knock on campaign doors is you find out where your voters are. And if somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm really enthusiastic for Trump, then you mark him down and you make darn sure that he gets out to the polls and actually votes on election day. That's part of why people do going door to door in campaigns, is identify your supporters, find out where they are. You remind them they've got an election coming up. Now, why is it that the Biden campaign has not knocked on doors? They say because of COVID-19. And this goes to a point that Ted Rahl made in the Wall Street Journal, and I think it's a profound and important point, is that when you look at the COVID-19 and the virus, Democrats are much more afraid of it, maybe appropriately, than Republicans are. But there are a lot of Trump enthusiasts who are willing to take the risk of coming up, maybe not even wearing a mask, they should be, and knocking on somebody's door and talking to them about Donald Trump. There are fewer people on the other side who are willing to take that kind of risk. And this is one area where Trump has to walk on this along this line very carefully, because you can't downplay the threat of the virus and the pandemic. But at the same time, the fact that his supporters are less frightened of it probably means a better turnout. It's one of the reasons that Trump seems to be so very insistent on not doing vote by mail, even in places where they've done vote by mail for a long time. In any event, the CNN piece about Trump's position in the polls, he points out an Iowa poll out Wednesday from Monmouth University makes the point well. Trump comes in with 48% to Biden's 45%. That's a 3-point margin and a result within the poll's margin of error. Trump won Iowa by more than 9 points in 2016. That equates to a 6-point swing toward Biden from the 2016 result, which is good for the Democrat. However, that's not better and perhaps a touch worse than you would have seen earlier this summer. Poll aggregators that take into account all of the data actually have Trump cutting his deficit from around 10 points to somewhere closer to 7 points. That's better than where Biden was before June, but it's far less than his peak. His peak was about 10 or 11 points. Now 7. Now, why is that a number particularly relevant? Because that's the margin that Hillary had at her peak. She was 7 points ahead of Trump, and yes, she won the popular vote, but she lost the election. And Harry Enten at CNN writes, the current difference between the polls at this point and the result isn't wide enough to suggest Biden has this locked away, given how much polls have moved from this point to the election historically. Yes, Biden has held a relatively steady lead, writes Harry Enten at CNN, which makes him a clear favorite. But in a year in which we are facing unprecedented circumstances, Trump is staying in the hunt. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Kevin Williamson of National Review on the worst idea in the whole world and why it refuses to get away. And I also want to speak to you about a huge issue in Oregon. Now, this one not involving violence. It's involving a 15-year-old girl in a very privileged suburb of Portland who put up a sign in her window that said, silence equals police violence, and had pictures of different raised fists. Okay, she produced a response from some neighbors for putting up that sign that some have called racist. Is it really? Or is it reasonable? And then a devastating piece that suggests that no, America need not apologize. America should collect thanks from all of humanity for what happened 75 years ago today. That's in August 6, 1945. Yes, we will talk about Hiroshima and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.